And we're coming towards the end of the story, and some humorous exchange going on here. Lord Chaitanya is asked not to be given very tasty foods, but Jagannatha Pandit and sort of Damodar, they didn't really pay attention. They started giving him tasty food, and out of fear of Jagannatha, he was eating it, eating the food, and also liking it. And then there was some discussion about, they started giving tasty foods to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he was previously a Mayavadi. He became converted to this sweet Gaudiya conception. And when he was a Mayavadi, he lived a very austere diet, apparently. He wasn't so much indulging in tasty Jagannath Mahaprasadam, cakes and kheer and Amrita Gutika. Remember that, don't forget. And all those kheer-filled puris, condensed milk, kheer-filled puris, Amrit Gutika, that's the translation. And so he was eating all this wonderful food, and then some of his relatives, Gopinath Acharya, saying, oh, look at the Bhattacharya. Previously his behavior was so mundane, but look how now he's enjoying transcendental bliss. Just like when devotees sit down and have some chapan bhog or a big feast, they enjoy. Because it's Krishna's adara amrita. Krishna Dara Amrit. It's the nectar from Krishna's lips, so they're relishing. And they're very happy and enjoying. So now this dry logician, this Naya, he was a master of Naya and Mayavadi. Now he's relishing cakes and kheer-filled puris. Oh, very good. Badiya bhog. And so they're kind of making fun of him a little bit. Well, not making fun, but having some fun with him. So then this, we continue 181. So we have to think we're right there. We have to think that we're sitting there in the room there and with Lord Chaitanya's associates, and they're taking Mahaprasadam, and they're all sitting in rows, and we're also there and we're watching this exchange. Sarvabhama kahe ami tarkika kubudi tomara prasadi mora a sampata siti tarka means argumentation or mundane logician. Sarvabhauma replied to Gopinath Acharya, I was simply a less intelligent logician, kubudi. I was a tarkika, kubudi. My brain was bad intelligent. By your grace, Gopinath, I have received this opulence of perfection, tomara prasadi mora sampat siti. So these are very humorous talks. Because he's getting Mahaprasad, he's getting cakes, and he's saying it's Sampat City. City means perfection, Sampat means wealth, and this is like opulence. He said, Tomara Prasadi Mora, your Prasad, your Jagannath Prasad, you're giving me cakes and cream-filled puris and so many wonderful things. Your Prasad is Mora Sampat City. This is my greatest, most opulent perfection, Sampat. You know, Sampat means... So this is actually a joke. No, he's making a joke. So this is the so-called, I was tarkic, kubudi. I was so less intelligent and absorbed in dry logic. Because, you know, these dry logicians, they can't crack a joke. They can't make a joke. They can't have a laugh. It's not permitted. You know, it's not Brahman. Brahman doesn't laugh. You ever heard Brahman laughing? That's a joke also. You can laugh, but you're allowed to laugh here, you know. It's not. So now he's cracking jokes, actually. He said, oh, okay. Because Gopinath was making a joke. He said, oh, just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous condition was, and just see how now he's enjoying transcendental bliss. So he's continuing the joke. He said, yeah, Gopinath, you're right. Before I was a tarkika kubudi. My intelligence was cracked. It wasn't any good. But now you've given Mora Prasad, Sampat City, and I've attained perfection and such opulence and such wealth by your Prasad, by your mercy, which means Jagannath Mahaprasadam. It means literally the Prasad, which was given by the mercy of Gopinath. And he's going on, he's speaking all these verses, several is speaking. Mahaprabhu bina keha, nahi dhayamoy, kakere gurudakare aiche konahai. Sarvabhauma continues, but for Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful, he has converted a crow into Garuda. Who could be so merciful? kakere, kakbushandi, kakere gurud kare, dhaya, mahapru dhaya moi. So in other words, he's saying, okay, Gopinath, you saw this wonderful change in me, and you, this is my great Sampat city, but what is it, who is the cause of all this Sampat city, and this amazing change? Mahapru kripa. The mercy and dhaya moi, the mercy and compassion of Mahapru. Tarkik Sri Gala Sange. Oh, this is too much. This is a charya, this is a guru. Sarvamabhattacharya, thousands of disciples. He was teaching on Tarka, means argument, and Naya, logic, and Mayavad, and all this Vedanta. He was teaching them previously. And now, he's looking at his previous, he's looking at his past, and what is he speaking about it? Usually when we speak of our past, yes, I have a PhD, you know, I have MSBS, this, that, you know, BS and BS and lots of BS. MBBS and mostly BS. MBS means mostly BS, right? If you know what that means. Anyway, that's a little low humor there. At any rate, but he's almost in similar, he's saying, Tarkika Shrigala Sange Bhyu Bhyu Kari Se Muke Evi Sada Kai Krishna Hari. Previously when I was a Tarkika, when I was a logician, who was I associating with? Who are logicians? Who are Tarkik? Pundits, scholars, Vedantists, Chaturvedis, and Upadhyayas, and all these big, high terms. Pundits, Chaturvedis, Trivedis. Now what's he calling them? He's calling them jackals. Shrigala, you know, he knows just by hearing. Shrigala means jackals. You're calling a Chaturvedi a jackal, you can get killed for that. If you go in the village and say, hey, you jackal, you'll get killed on the spot. So he said, yeah, previously I was Shrigala Sange, Tarkika Shrigala Sange. Yeah, I was associating with a bunch of jackals, you know, it's like some wild dog type thing. A bunch of jackals known as Tarkik pundits. And what were they doing all the time? Bew, bew. Bew means they were barking. Bew, bew means whoa, whoa. Because how do you write it in Bengali? You know, how you gotta write bark, 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 you know, bew, bew. So this, his idea about Tarka, about argumentation is ruff, ruff, like the noise of a dog, the noise of a jackal, pew, pew. I mean, jackals, they sound like crying babies. You know, when you go to Mayapur, you can hear them in the fields. So Brahma says, Mahabhru turned a crow into Garuda. So first he's saying, I was a crow. I was a Tarka Kaka. Tarka Kaka. Right? A crow of logic, a crow of argument, a Tarka Kaka. Right? Previously, Purve, I was a Tarka Kaka, I was a crow of argument and logic. But who was I associating with? A bunch of jackals. And what were they doing? Bew, bew, bew. But now, from that same, I was also barking and saying, from that same mouth that previously went bew, bew as a jackal, now I'm saying, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari. Kahan Bahir Mukha Tarkik. Shishyagana Sange, Kahan E Sangha Sudha. Samudra Tarange. He goes on to explain to Gopinath and Mahapru and everyone listening. Whereas I once associated with the disciples of logic, Shishyagan Sange, Kahan Bahirmukha. This means the non-devotees, Bahirmukh, right? Krishna Bahirmukh. We turn our face away from Krishna. Anadi Krishna Bahirmukh. So that's what he's saying. They're Bahirmukh. They're Bahirmukh and they're Shishyagan. I once associated with the non-devotees, disciples of logic. Now I emerge. Now, see the situation now. Sangha Sudha Samudra Tarange. Chakik Shishyagan Sange Sudha Samudra Tarange. Definitely upgraded his ticket. Now I emerge in the waves of the nectarine ocean of the association of devotees. Sutta, Samudra Tarange, the nectar ocean, Sangha Sudha. If you drink this, when we hear Hari Katha, we don't hear it, we drink it. And we drink that Katha in the association of devotees, so that Katha becomes Sudha, becomes a nectar tonic. Sangha Sudha, Samudra Tarange, as I drink and I drink and I drink that Hari Katha, I enter the ocean. I started getting tossed in waves of an ocean of satisfaction, waves of satisfaction, waves of fulfillment, waves of enlightenment, waves of entertainment. It all goes on in the association of the Vaishnavas. Sangha Sudha Samudra Tarange. Beautiful glorification of Vaishnavas and beautiful glorification of Mahaprabhu's mercy and a full condemnation of his previous position. There's no more pride here. The pride of a Tarka, the pride of a Naya. He's a guru. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. Acharya means guru. And Shishigan, they were his Shishigan. Shishigan means that group of disciples. Whose? His. Previously I was with all my disciples. They are all jackals of logic. And I've given them up. I left them. How have I been able to leave them? By the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So we also came from association with jackals. We're all associated with jackals and witches. Witches and jackals and dogs and pigs. Swavrid varahostakare samsutaparashampushu. Associating with various animals, camels, hogs, pigs, and asses. And by Mahaprabhu Kripa and Vaishnava Kripa, Guru Kripa, and we were saying so many stupid things from our mouth, so many nonsense gramya katha, and foolish talks and conceptions and ideas. So much big opinions about, we had big opinions about everything. We had something to say about everything. It was all, babble. It was useless talk. Gramya katha. And now, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu Doyamoy, now we're in association, Sangha Sudha, Samudra Tarange. Now we're floating in that ocean. If you're floating in an ocean of nectar, then you're drinking nectar. You're bathing in nectar. You're surrounded by nectar. So then if you speak something, rather than bew, 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 whoa, 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 rather than barking like a pig or making some sound like a pig or barking like a dog or making a sound like a pig. Now beautiful nectarine sounds, Krishna Katha is coming from the mouths of the devotees. Harinam, Sankirtan, Bhajan, and the beautiful topics of Krishna. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was brought from this terrible Sangha to the wonderful Sangha, Prem Sangha of devotees, Bhakta Sangha, Vaishnava Mandala, we also were brought to the Vaishnava Mandala, Bhakta Sangha, Bhaktagan. Bhaktagan Sangha, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which is still going on, even now. So this is, and then it's very nice how he doesn't have any pride in his previous attainments. He doesn't have any pride in his previous life. Because generally, even devotees, of course, pride is a very deep-rooted thing. Even when we come to the Vaishnava line, take Diksha, we're still carrying so many layers of pride. Pride in my education, pride in my abilities, or my attainments, this degree, that degree. We often introduce ourselves like that, or we print it on some card, we make a calling card, so-and-so, PhD, and this and that, and all this other stuff. And as you know from America, we used to joke that PhD means doctor of philosophy, D means doctorate, and PhD, D means doctorate, and PhD means philosophy, PhD, doctorate of philosophy. But we say, because I was in college and university after, and we say PhD means piled higher and deeper. P for piled. Piled means big heap of, stack of. Higher, you know higher means a big. PhD. Piled higher and deeper in misconception, misunderstanding, and illusion. Because you have to go a lot of school, you have to go a lot of college and take a lot of exams to get a PhD. First you get a BA and then an MBA or whatever, then a PhD. Or BS and MBS and PhDs. A pile. Now you really laid it on. You really have lots of illusions and lots of misconceptions and lots of useless knowledge. Now you're a PhD. It's a joke, the point I'm making is that even as devotees, you often see in a Sangha that people are introducing, yes, I'm Dr. So-and-so or this or that. They're clinging on to this urine of a donkey. And Manashiksha Das Goswami says, you're clinging, you're holding on to your pratishtha, pratishtasha. Pratishtasha means the desire and the hankering for the asha, that craving. Asha means not just desire, asha means craving. I have to have it. You have to call me Dr. Krishnadas. I'm Krishnadas, but you have to call me Dr. Krishnadas. Because I'm craving, that's pratishta asha. And Manashikshavai Das Goswami, he says that the hankering and that craving for recognition And that pride, that pratishtata asha, is like wanting to and actually bathing in the urine of a donkey. Gutta mutra, huh? Urine of a donkey. Not very relishable. It's very burning also. Like, you know, sulfuric acid, bathing in sulfuric acid. Is that a good idea? I don't think so. Sulfuric acid will burn a hole in your skin. You know, it's fire, it's water, it looks like liquid, but it's such a powerful acid that, you know, hydrochloric acid and all these types of acids. So here we see, what do we see in Sarvam Bhattacharya? Big Acharya, big guru, all Shishigan. He's thinking, I was a crow. I was barking. Interesting. I was nothing. Now I am something by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. This is very beautiful. We read a verse, Trinadapi Sunichina, in the very same book, in Antya Lila, chapter 20. But, well, let's see it. Let's see humility. Well, here it is. Here's humility. Because what is the definition of humility? Or pridelessness? Humility means when you really have some attainment and have some qualification, exaltation, and beauty, knowledge, power, strength, etc., and you deface it, and you take a humble position, say, no, I'm nothing, I'm lower than the straw on the street. That's significant. When you have so many things going for you, then you're humble and you don't even, he's saying, I was a crow. Can you imagine? It's so deep, actually. It goes way beyond our, if you just think who he is and what he represented, and he's speaking, he's not making some joke. It's from his heart, straight from his heart. And it's all, of course, a teaching for us, because these are all, I think he's Garga Rishi and Krishna's Leela or something. I forget. Each one, you know, in Gaura Ganesh Deepika tells Sarvam Bhattacharya, maybe he's Garga Muni or someone. I forget. His identity is there. They're all Parishads of the Lord. And they're teaching. Who are they teaching? Themselves? No, they're teaching us by their sublime and pristine example of the perfection they're showing. This is a Gauranga Bhakta. This is a Premi Bhakta of Gauranga. I should be so humble. I should be so prideless. I can pray to Sarvam Bhattacharya that I think I'm so great and I think I'm so wonderful, and please bless me. I can have a drop of the humility you have. Because all these books are about teaching. They're all about molding our character and improving us. And they bring out our hearts, and they bring us to the point of submission and prayer. We pray to each one of these stories and each one of these personalities as a teacher and a benefactor and a well-wisher for all of us. So Sarvam Bhattacharya is another player on the stage of bhakti that's come before us, before our vision, before our heart's consideration, before our thinking, to accept in our hearts his teaching and his example, and pray for his mercy that we can have similar transformation and fully embrace the doyamaya of Mahaprabhu that's always being offered at every moment. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.